you remember the first time someone said pitch deck and you thought, wait, isn't that just a PowerPoint? And then one day you need one for your next big project and suddenly your PowerPoints look dorky and not good. Well, the good news is there are people who live for making pitch decks, and you can find them on Upwork. Because nobody, trust me, nobody wants to sit through our corny animated slideshows. Upwork lets you build a team of highly skilled specialists for every function your business needs, so you can focus on what you do best and let the experts handle the rest. And with Business Plus, you can access the top 1% of talent on Upwork. AI-powered shortlisting delivers a curated shortlist of top freelancers matched to your goals in under 6 hours. No endless searching required. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com. I wrote an entire book called This Day in History for Kids, 365 days, 365 stories. I dug up something for every single one of them. So yes, I can confidently tell you that on November 30th, 1954, a woman in Alabama was hit by a small meteorite that crashed through her ceiling while she was napping. She was okay, don't worry. Now, what I cannot tell you under oath is when my next dentist appointment is. That information does not exist in my brain, which is exactly why I am pumped our new sponsor is Skylight Calendar. This all-in-one digital smart calendar syncs seamlessly with Google Calendar, Apple Calendar, Outlook, and more, giving you customizable views for daily, weekly, or monthly planning. You'll be able to manage events, chores, and grocery lists while assigning colors for each of your family members and eliminating excuses of not knowing what they needed to do. Families are better when they're working together. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to myskylight.com/success. Go to myskylight.com/success for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's myskylight.com/success. Hey everyone, welcome to another snack-size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com. Say, do you like to eat? Well, I sure do. But as I get older and ever so slightly wiser, I've realized that cramming my face with junk food during the workday, it's just as bad for my energy and mental capabilities as it is for my waistline. And this week's guest has built an entire business around that realization. Jeff Grass is the co-founder and CEO of Hungry, a platform that connects independent chefs to the catering and corporate food services markets. So, employees get better food, local food businesses get, well, better business, and everybody wins, including Hungry, which has now surpassed $100 million in annual revenue and continues to expand across North America. So, to kick off my conversation with Jeff, I asked if that whole two-way win-win thing was something that they planned on, or, as Bob Ross would say, was it a happy accident?
Yeah, since the founding day of the company, we decided we wanted to, you know, really try to build a company with an exciting mission and one that would build a better world in the process. So we don't think just because you're trying to build a profitable business, it necessarily means it has to be a negative. It can also be a positive force for good in the world. And so there are a variety of ways one can do that. One of the small ways we try to do that is for every two meals we sell, we provide a meal or donate a meal to help fight, you know, hunger and food insecurity in this country. And so, you know, given the significant growth of the business over time, you know, literally millions and millions of meals now we've been able to provide. And sometimes we've done different events to, like, you know, to help generate press and PR around food insecurity issues and things like that. But sometimes it's just, you know, helping with donations. And so things like that, which, you know, as the name of Hungry felt like it was sort of destined to be. But those are the kinds of things we try to do. So we usually look at when we're trying to do something new with our business, is it going to benefit our clients, our chef and restaurant partners? How does it impact the community as well as our team? So those are like the four screens we usually look at with any new initiative. And we really try to find things that where everyone's going to be better off in the process. And And I think if you can do that, you know, then ideally that translates into building a business that has a positive impact.
So I asked Jeff to drill down on that just a little bit more because, I don't know, I think most people would say, sure, I want my business to have a positive impact on the community. But how do you put that into practice? And also, what are the benefits to your business when you do decide to dedicate time and energy to helping others?
I think for us, it's been, we've tried to be very intentional around culture and environment since the beginning of the company. We have 9 core values. You can actually see them on the wall here behind me that are we view as our ingredients to success. They're the each of these different qualities or behaviors, if we all buy into and we all follow them, is going to help us elevate performance and execute better. Just, we're all rowing in the same direction that way. And so I can't say it's one thing like, okay, because we've chosen to help provide meals, you know, that is the end all be all, but I think it's a collection of all these things. And I think where we saw that really pay dividends was when COVID hit. Operating in the office and event catering space, like we were the worst industry to be in when COVID arrived. We lost 95% of our sales in 3 weeks in March of 2020. And it would have been easy for our team to just scatter, go join Zoom, right? A company that was taking off at the time. And we decided we had a wonderful team. We had chefs that depended on us and others. And we didn't want to fire and furlough like everybody else in our industry. Like we wanted to try to innovate our way out of it. And our team pulled together. People were doing superhuman feats left and right. Tech team is pulling all-nighters to like churn out new codes. We could launch a variety of new services. And we ended up tripling the business during COVID. Actually got the business profitable, you know, for a while during COVID. And to me, it was a testament to the team and how they reacted. And I would like to think that investing in culture and some of the things that we've done along the way helped, you know, prepare us for a moment like that. And that was kind of an opportunity to see it, you know, come to life.
So as we were talking about the origin story of the company, Jeff mentioned how it kind of was born out of frustration with food at his previous company. Inconsistent quality, a pain in the butt to order, they don't know my allergies, all that stuff. Anyone who has ever been part of a group order knows what I'm talking about. So he and his co-founder decided to start a catering company to fix those problems, even though, in his words, they actually knew nothing about catering. So I asked him, what gave you the confidence to just go for it anyway?
Well, you know, most entrepreneurs have a healthy dose of irrational optimism, right? So you kind of, you know, see the opportunity and you figure you'll sort it out, you know, as you go. And so I'd say, you know, we had more than our fair share of that. It was also, I think, seeing that there was a real structural issue, that the data had shown American companies, U.S. companies, corporate America was spending more and more on food and drink in the office every year. You know, a lot of data that shows it drives culture, it increases productivity, it enhances communication. So there's a lot of like strong ROI arguments on investing in food in the office. Yet, you know, companies were sourcing from restaurants and traditional caterers, neither of whom were ever designed around providing food in an office. And there's just a real structural mismatch between the needs of the office manager or the person responsible for bringing food into the office and the structure of the industry that was there to serve it. As an example, you know, you want reliability and consistency. You want the provider to know all the dietary restrictions and allergies that your team has and what they like and what they don't like. But if you use one caterer, it's the same menu, you know, it's the same kitchen. Everything's kind of tastes the same after a while. And so it forces you to go to a different restaurant every day. And so you're essentially choosing a different partner, a different supplier every single day. And that leads to all kinds of challenges around reliability and service, the amount of time it takes to manage it. And so we really designed Hungry as a, you know, with the idea of like, how do we take the good parts and eliminate the bad parts of how you bring food into an office and do it in a way that really maximizes the experience for the office manager that's bringing the food in.
Okay, so if this whole Hungry business sounds like a good idea to you, you're not alone. Hungry has had what can only be described as an all-star cast of investors, including big names like Jay-Z, Usher, Kevin Hart, Tom Colicchio, and the former Whole Foods CEO, Walter Robb. Not too shabby. So, Jeff, how did that all come together?
Yeah, we are very blessed to have a lot of wonderful investors, some with, you know, household names and some that don't. And what's nice is that they've all been incredibly supportive. In the case of Tom, you know, Chef Colicchio, you know, I think he was attracted to, you know, a part of our business that a lot of people don't really fully appreciate, but we are a platform for independent chefs to provide them an alternative career path. And so, you know, we provide food from restaurants to our clients, but majority of the food we provide actually comes from independent chefs that cook out of shared kitchens or commissary kitchens. And so we provide them almost like a business in a box. It's like a, they can help them start their own business to provide catering for corporate America, and they don't need to do anything other than cook really good food and cook it on time. And we do everything else. So we'll pick up the food, we deliver it, we do all the customer service and support and billing, et cetera. And so, you know, being a professional chef is really hard. It's not very lifestyle friendly. It doesn't pay super well. You can see on the wall behind me, we like to celebrate a lot of our chefs here. And Hungry provides them a platform to make way more money than they would in a typical, you know, restaurant job. Gives them a lot more lifestyle flexibility, helps them build their own brand. They can cook their own recipes. So there's a lot of kind of reasons for why it's very pro chef. So that was something that Tom was really attracted to and wanted to support.
So how do you get the attention of big name people like the investors Jeff has? Obviously through a lot of hard work and traction, but also, Jeff notes, the occasional piece of really good luck doesn't hurt either.
Usher ended up investing primarily because of his mom. She's this wonderful lady, Janetta Patton, who runs an incubator kitchen in Atlanta. And so we were just starting to launch in Atlanta in the early days of Hungry. And so we went knocking on the door of Jay's Culinary Kitchen and met her and was telling her about our business model and how we work with chefs. And she thought it was brilliant. She was like, this is exactly what my chefs need. They're not great business people. They don't want to do service and delivery. They want to, you know, do their passion, which is cooking. You guys do everything but the cooking and they get to focus on what they love. And we're like, yes. And she's like, this is genius. Like, you've got to talk to Usher about this. And we're like, talk to an Usher? Like, I don't understand. And she's like, no, Usher. Usher's my son. And we're like, what? And so absolutely. And so she helped arrange a meeting with Usher. And I think honestly, he invested because he wanted to be supportive of his mom, and his mom was so excited about what we were doing. But it's been a great partnership. They've been, you know, wonderful supporters, and the family has made a lot of donations to help, you know, provide meals to people in the Atlanta neighborhood and a lot of other kind of neat things. So,
and finally, Jeff has founded a bunch of companies over his career. Hungry is not his first time to the entrepreneurship rodeo. So I wondered if he had any parting words of advice for all the newbies or the old bees out there who could use, I don't know, a little pick-me-up.
Being an entrepreneur, there are, every day feels like emotional roller coaster. You know, one day you feel like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a $1 billion success, in like, there's no chance of us not being hugely successful. And the next day you're like, oh my gosh, this whole thing is falling apart. And sometimes that happens like 3 or 4 times in the same day. And so I think over the years, having done this now, this is the fourth business I've started and led, you know, you learn to try not to, but the highs aren't really as high as it feels, and the lows aren't as low as they feel. So just try to kind of, you know, ride the waves as you go.
All right. Well, I'm going to ride the wave right on out of the studio because snack time is over. Thanks again to Jeff and to you for listening. Go have an actual snack and support a local business in the process, and, you know, have a snack. You deserve it. Thanks for listening, rating, and subscribing, and be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Entrepreneur Podcasts. And if you are digging the sweet, sweet song that you're listening to right now, check out more music by our theme song melody makers, Nika RPM, over there on Bandcamp. Also, while you're in the checking things out mode, hop on over to info.entrepreneur.com/HSH, and you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter. You get weekly doses of inspiration, stuff from the cutting room floor, bonus things you couldn't even dream you're getting for free. That's at info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. And if you want to dose of my life is definitely better than this idiot's, check out my Substack. This should be fun over there on, you guessed it, Substack. All right, bye for now. See you next time.